podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
So I know this guy who can be a bit narcissistic, a bit egotistic. He can be defensive, a bad listener, dismissive, and stubborn. And you know how I know who this is? Because it's me. Because there are times in my life where I can be all those things, and I need to be honest about that with myself and as honest with you as I can be about this, because that's what God calls me to be, is to be honest about these things. Now, I'm telling you these things because I can trust you, I believe, and if you've been around me for a hot minute or two, you will know that some of these things can be true about me. And I got to tell you that if I have put you on the wrong side of these problems in my life, I am so sorry and I need your forgiveness. Now, I'm telling you this because I seek to be honest when I can be, as best I can be. I'm not telling you this because I want you to pat me on the back or tell me that I'm too hard on myself, but rather I want to tell you that I am serious about accepting the invitation that God has for me in my life to make sure that I can be as real of a person as I can be. To be real in God's eyes is to make sure that we are not letting the sin that's in our lives derail us from being who we need to be. And that's what happens when we're not honest about the sin in our lives, because we don't deal with it. And when we don't deal with the sin, we can't be the real person that God wants us to be. Now, the fact of the matter is, the good news is that I'm not always like this, and all of us are not always the worst version of ourselves. Many of us have good moments where we lean into the best version of ourselves. But it's also true that we are far too often leaning into the parts of our lives that are impacted by the sin in our lives. And if we don't deal with it, then we're going to have less of the life that God wants for us. Now, we have to remember that just because sin is present in our lives doesn't mean God's going to stop loving us. God is going to love us unconditionally, and that's the beautiful gift of God's grace. But it's also true that God wants us to have less sin in our lives so that we can have the lives that God wants for us, to be real people. That God really does want us to do everything within our capacity to have less and less sin present in our lives. And that's what God wants for us, because that's how much God loves us. Now, what that means for us is that we can then grow more and more into the person that God wants us to be when there's less and less sin in our lives. And this is an invitation that God gives to each one of us. Now, one way to say this, that we could frame it up, is to say that God wants us to get real in our lives. The real version of ourselves isn't one that's obscured by sin. The real version of ourselves is one that has less and less sin so we can be who God wants us to be. Now, when we think about this invitation that God gives to us to get real or to have less sin in our lives, we know that that invitation comes to us from Jesus. We didn't just make this up. It's not some kind of just self-help quest that we're on. Rather, it's an invitation that Jesus gives to each and every one of us who's a follower of Jesus, to have less sin in our lives. Now, I know I like to say this a lot, and be honest, I know that I repeat myself sometimes, because repetition is the mother of all knowledge, as you know, because repetition is the mother of all knowledge. But we got to remember that Jesus gives this command to people who are followers of Jesus. Jesus gives commands to people that have committed to following him. So if you're a follower of Jesus, the call that God gives to us to have less sin in our lives is not optional for you. But if you're not a follower of Jesus, then having less sin in your life may be something you're not worried about, but perhaps the way that Jesus talks about having a better life is of interest to you, but it's optional. Now, when it comes to having less sin in our lives, we know that Jesus gives us teachings and commands around what this looks like. And in particular, Jesus gives us some explicit instruction on how to have less sin in our lives around the area of looking at ourselves and being honest about ourselves. And Jesus wants us to make sure that we're looking inside to understand who we are and where we need to grow. Now, the particular teaching that Jesus gives to us about what it means to make sure that we're becoming the person God wants us to be and have less sin in our lives, one of those places, he gives the specific command to take the log out of your own eye and not worry so much about what's going on with your neighbor. Now, this particular teaching that Jesus gives about this comes in the context of one of his more famous teachings about the danger of being judgmental, the danger of judging other people. And in particular, Jesus gives this teaching and this reminder because he wants people to understand that first and foremost, that God is the only one who has the right to judge anybody because God is perfect. And that leaves the rest of us as runners-up. And in particular, there's this sneaky little thing that happens when we judge people because we then set up a standard that we may not be able to live up to ourselves. The danger is that we're a hypocrite, that if we're not willing to look at ourselves first, then we might miss the mark with looking around us and seeing other challenges. Now, when Jesus teaches this, he gives a very clear instruction of the dangers and the pitfalls of this. And I love how it gets framed up in the Message version of this. It says, "Don't pick on people. Jump on their failures. Criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. The critical spirit has a way of boomeranging." We are reminded of how dangerous it is to judge people because that standard could be applied back to us and will be applied back to us. And so what Jesus says is to avoid that trap, start with yourself first. Look inside of who you are and deal with the log in your own eye before you even think about the speck in your neighbor's eye. Now, Jesus was a carpenter, and so he would have known a thing or two about having a speck in his eye. Or like anybody that lived at that time, there would have been a lot of dust and dirt in the world in the ancient Mediterranean, especially the part of Israel where Jesus lived. Or all of us, for that matter, have gotten something in our eye. And we know how painful it is to have a speck of sawdust or some kind of pollen in our eyes. We just want to get it out. And metaphorically, Jesus was building on that because he knew it was common ground for everybody. Now, think about what he then says metaphorically about the issues that you might have, the issues that I might have in our lives, to think about the log that would be in our own eye. Now, Jesus didn't mean this literally. He meant it as a metaphor. But think about what it means figuratively. If you have a log in your own eye of some kind, right? You'd be knocking things over. You'd be breaking windows, breaking glass. You'd be knocking people over, stuff off a table, if that metaphor was kind of followed through. And think about how dangerous that would be. Think about how many mistakes you would create or you would lean into without recognizing how much you're doing. And so that's why Jesus says to start with the look inside yourself. When you think about how can I grow and how can I become the person that God wants me to be? How can I have less sin in my life so I can get more and more real? So I can have less, less, and less sin so I can be the more the person God wants me to be? Now, this invitation is one that God gives to each and every one of us. This is an invitation that God extends to all people because God is gracious. And because of that, we want to understand that this invitation is present to all of us. How do I know this? Well, it's because of who Jesus is that we get this invitation. But it's also a piece of grace that I've been given as well. The fact that I'm able to, on some level, confess to you my own needs for growth is simply an acknowledgement on my part that I've accepted the invitation, that I've said, I want to grow. Now, this might be one of the few places where I can say that I have some growth in my life, and so there's an invitation that I've accepted. Now, the question then is, are you willing to accept that invitation? Are you willing to do the work that God wants you to do so you can strip away the sin in your life and become more and more the real person that God wants you to be? Now, that invitation is out there for all of us. And in principle, it's one that I think we understand what that looks like or what that feels like. But the question is then, how do we pursue that? How can we actually strip away the sin in our life so we can become more real? Well, there's two ways that I think we can think about that. The first of which is to get honest with yourself about yourself. One of the steps in making sure that we understand who we're needing to be is also being honest about who we're not. When we're honest about who we are with ourselves, we can then see the growth that might need to happen. Now, for many people, we can do this on our own. Many people can actually just kind of ponder these things. Other people will need to take some intentional steps to try to pursue this question of being honest with ourselves about ourselves. I'd recommend thinking about taking some time to reflect on this, asking yourself questions about who am I and how do I live in the world. For some people, this might be a practical opportunity to rewrite on about this. Maybe you'll open up a note on your phone or open up a Word doc or whatever it might be and type it out. Or maybe you'll take a piece of paper out and write it down. There's something really important about what it means to take a piece of paper and a pen and write things out in our brains and in our hearts. Now, for some people, we can just sit down. They can just sit down and kind of hash it out. Other people might need a little more prompt. That blank piece of paper is just a little intimidating. And if you're looking for a little guidance on how you could perhaps ask those questions, maybe these two questions will help you start there. You can ask yourself, how do I show up in life? And how do I want to show up? Asking these two questions might help you begin that journey of self-reflection that'll lead you to understanding what's the difference between who you are and who God wants you to be. It's not to say that all of us is a mess, but it is to say that there's work to go. Now, the other thing that's going on in all of this is that this is a difficult journey of growth. Getting rid of the sin in our lives so we could become more real, accept that invitation, isn't easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. If it was easy, we'd do it once and get it right. But it's not. And just like any hard thing, we need help with this. So one of the things we can think about doing is to invite trusted people into the journey with you. Because what's also true is that everybody needs someone who we can tell the whole truth about ourselves. And in a journey of trying to figure out how can I be more of the person God wants me to be, we need someone that we can be honest with. Now, for many people, they might have a built-in person in their life that can be this person they can tell the whole truth to. Perhaps it's a spouse, a best friend, a sibling. Those are great people. Some of us don't have that. Some of us need to go outside of those circles. Now, the reality is that maybe you have someone in your life that can do this for you, or maybe you don't. So seeking that out could be a part of what's next for you. But it's also true that there are many people that might need more help than anybody can offer in their lives. And that's okay, because life is hard and life is complicated. So if you're trying to figure out how can I become the person God wants me to be, and you're not getting anywhere, maybe you need some mental health professional help. Maybe you need to see a therapist. Now, maybe you're not in the need for a therapist, and there's nothing wrong with needing therapy. Everybody needs it every once in a while, or often. Maybe you just need to be pushed in the right direction. There are people that can help do that. There's coaches, there are counselors that can give short-term help that might just push you in the direction you need to go. Even a pastor might be able to help you a little bit. But being honest that we need help in this journey is part of what can help us. Going it alone isn't something we have to do, but inviting a trusted person into the journey can be very helpful. So if we want to be serious about this journey that God invites us to go on, we can start with being honest about ourselves with ourselves, being serious about being introspective so we can go forward, and also think about inviting someone in to help us do this. When we do these things, it can help us accept that invitation that God gives to us. Now, as we consider accepting the invitation that God gives to us, we have to remember that God is going to love us no matter what we do, but that yet also God wants us to try to grow in our lives because it's the kind of growth that God wants for us because God loves us so much. Now, this is a journey that every one of us is actually on. The question is whether or not we're going to pursue it. Each one of us comes up short in our lives. That's the reality of sin. There, like I said earlier, there's only one perfect being, and that's God, which means there was only one perfect person, which that means it was Jesus. And the rest of us, as much as we might want to try, we're not Jesus. But that doesn't mean God wants us to stay where we are. What it means is that God wants us to move forward in our lives, becoming more and more the real people that God wants us to be. One of the best things we can do with our lives is to get real about who we're becoming. And when we get real about who we're becoming, when we think about this in a way where we have less sin and more love, less sin and more grace, well, that's what God has in store for us. Now, I realize that some of us might think that this journey of self-reflection and introspection might be a little selfish, and perhaps, you know, in a time where there is so much craziness going on in the world with a war in Ukraine and a pandemic still unfolding in many ways. But one of the hard realities about the time that we're living in is there's so much that we can't control. There's so much that we can't actually influence. And oftentimes I fall prey to the trap that I want to control the things I can't control. And I get distracted by that. But the reality is there's something that each one of us can do something about. And that is our own journey. And in the midst of the craziness of life, God still wants us to focus on ourselves, not in a self-serving way, but in a way where we become the people God wants us to be. Because that's the gift that God gives each one of us. So when God gives us this invitation to become more and more the person God wants us to be, to get real about the sin in our lives so we can become the real person that God wants us to be, God really wants each one of us to accept that invitation. And God's hoping that you will accept that invitation today and every day to come.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.